She has doctorate degrees in both clinical and health psychology, along with a master's degree in clinical community psychology. She's Dr. Catherine Athens. Doctor, thank you for joining us here at 720 WGN. How are you?
Very, very well. How about yourself? How are things in Chicago?
Things are really, really well here in Chicago, and I'm going to reserve my answer to that until I talk to you, because you're going to help us get through this, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Getting back to normal, can you talk to us about that for a little bit?
It's so important that people start reacquainting themselves with other people and social situations. I have clients that say, now I'm afraid of people. I don't want to go out. They have to go out. They have to go back to work at least part-time. And then there are other people that say, never lock me up again. I'm having nightmares. I feel claustrophobic. I can't breathe. People are having post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms. And if we should go back, those will be amplified exponentially. And a lot of people will not be able to, not a psychological term, hold it together. We as humans need personal interaction with other humans to balance our whole neural network systems. It doesn't work well with Zoom, and it doesn't work well on the phone. It works well interacting, having a coffee or a tea, talking, and people are starting to do that and remembering what it feels like to be calm, to think of the future, and to relax. During the pandemic, people were so tense and terrified. I had people calling me saying, what's going to happen? I'm so scared. I don't know what to do. And we don't want to have that situation again. I think a lot of people who felt that way and felt hopeless and angry went to their Big Five to buy a nice big gun and shoot a few people, and we don't want that to happen anymore. We definitely want people to calm down, to breathe, to be present, to drink water, to be out in the sun, take your vitamin D, to read something pleasant and peaceful on television, to watch something peaceful, or if not, to listen to soft music, even to listen to some oldies and sing. It's very, very balancing to do that.
And that's going to be different for everyone, right? That sounds easy. It sounds like the perfect thing to do. But not everyone's going to do it the same way, right? We're all different people.
We're all different people. Not everybody. I would say most people aren't going to do that. Most of us have way too high expectations of ourselves. I have clients going back to work thinking they're going to work at the level that they were pre-pandemic, and then it turns out their brain is slow. They can't concentrate the way they did. I said, take baby steps. Don't have high expectations of yourself. Just be grateful you're alive, you're here. Try to take care of your health. Have little goals and expectations, goals that you can meet every day. Make sure to go to bed an hour earlier. Get some sleep. People are not sleeping. And then they come in and they say, well, what's wrong with me? I said, well, how many hours did you sleep last night? Two? One? I said, oh, my God, go home. Man. Get some sleep. It's probably the number one besides water and breathing. Those three things will contribute to your ability to cope, to be able to learn new skills more than anything else. And I suggest you get support. There are local mental health clinics that you can go to, local programs with peer counseling. I suggest everybody go talk to somebody. Don't feel like you are alone. It's really important to have support during this time.
Great advice, Dr. Catherine Athens. Let's bring up the 50,000-pound gorilla in the room, the Delta variant. Let's talk about that for a little bit. What's going on?
Well, it's being said that it's very contagious, and it's bringing back hospitalizations, and that scares all of us really a whole bunch because people are calling me and saying, are we going to get a lockdown again? Are we going to get a lockdown again? I can't handle it. I said, no. I said, just take it easy. Practice good social distancing. Practice wearing your mask. Practice washing your hands. All the things that we know that help so we can reduce this and not jump ahead of ourselves saying, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? I know in other countries, in Australia, they locked down again. But we don't have to do that, actually. We have to pay attention to good hygiene and social skills. Stay away from people. Give them space. If you're sick, stay home in bed. I tell people, if you're sick, stay home. Do not sneeze on other people. Don't cough on other people. All these things we know from growing up, and our moms and dads said, hey, pay attention, don't do that. These are good hygiene skills that we all know from growing up and being told this, but we forget. And those things, I think, are going to help us stay out of a lockdown, and hopefully this Delta variant will pass through very soon, and we won't have the numbers of people going back to the hospital that we did at the beginning of this pandemic.
Right. Now, you mentioned, hygiene and everything, and I'm going to be devil's advocate here. We're talking with Dr. Catherine Athens, psychologist, about the effects of the pandemic and just the Delta variant. I've been washing my hands. I've been doing all this stuff for 12 to 15 months, doctor. I'm sick and tired of it. What do I do?
Well, bless you if you're sick and tired of washing your hands. That's something we all have to do for the rest of our lives. How about having some fun? For instance, most cities, you can go to the park, you can get a few people together, play volleyball, play kickball, soccer. Some cities have their movie theaters open with social distancing. Go take your mind off of all of this. Distract yourself. Have some fun. Get together. Have some laughs. Laughing is wonderful medicine. One of my wonderful mentors, Dr. Jem Polsky, wrote the book, Laughter is the Best Medicine. We have the ability to do things. We can go out and play mini golf, which is a lot of fun. And we don't. I don't want people to watch the news 24/7. Turn it off. Turn it off. Maybe go take a quick walk or a quick run. Or again, put on some music and dance. Move around. It's going to help. And it's going to help us say, okay, I can relax, I can dance. If you have a pool available to you that's heated, get in the pool and swim. It forces you to breathe. Also, the water is very healing, soothing to the body. We have to be soothed, and we have to calm down. It's number one. Otherwise, we're going to be watching every news channel, freaking out. The CDC changes its story. Dr. Fauci changes his story every other day. At the beginning, it was three or four times a day. So I would like you to just practice the things you know how to do and have some entertainment. have some distraction, watch some funny movies if you're wanting to do that, and stay away from large crowds.
Have some fun, like you said, right?
Have some fun.
Doctor.
You're alive. I tell people, this is it. This isn't a dress rehearsal. This is your life. Are you having a good time right now?
Right, right. Dr. Catherine Athens, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for the advice. And we'll get through this, right?
We will get this too shall pass.
There you go.
Yes, we will. Thank you so much for having me, and my best to everybody.
Doctor, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to all Tolar, our wonderful guest tonight. This was an incredible show. Something for everyone, as always.